For residents of the European Union, it's become a lot easier now to make a life in your neighboring country, where the language and traditions are different from the ones you were raised with. Two of our European friends are joining us now to share their own stories about living across borders and the challenges and the delights that they've experienced living in the European Union. Susanna Perichini is an Italian woman who's grew up in Rome and now settled in Madrid. And Tricia Brady is a native of Scotland who now chooses to live in Italy. Susanna, you're living as a former Italian in Spain. Tricia, you're living as a Scottish woman in Italy. Do you find that expats like yourself are living with other expats and that's your social community? Or are most of your friends natives from the country you've adopted?
I think it's inevitable that you gravitate towards people who are speaking your own language,
right,
because it's not your mother tongue. And I live in rural Italy where the people are all farmers and they wouldn't be my social mix of people if
so
I were
find
in
English,
Scotland.
You find English-speaking people even in rural Italy to hang out
with? Oh, yes.
And Susanna?
Well, for me, maybe because we're talking about Spain and we're talking about the capital and we're talking about Madrid, so big city, very international, cosmopolitan. You know that, Rick, because you've been there several times. For me, it's the other way around. And plus, I was never attracted by my own people. I mean,
okay, so you are embracing the chance to leave your Italian friends behind and get in with the Spaniards.
No, not exactly. You know, Rick, I have such good friends, Italian friends, that they live abroad. They will be always there, but I don't need to have my little Italy around Madrid. I don't need it. I know Brazilian people, Spanish, American people, and maybe it was a coincidence, but none of my friends in Madrid is Italian. None of them.
Tricia, as you moved down to Italy, you must have had some romantic imaginations of what would happen and to be living there. Has it panned out the way you hoped, or were you disappointed?
No, I love living in Italy. The one thing that I find a problem, and it's within my job as a tour guide, and that is that since the European Union, things have become more difficult for me working in Europe than easier. Like,
how so?
I have to have a certificate from the town hall somewhere in Cambridge in England to say that I am permitted to be in Europe working, which is ridiculous when, on the other hand, I carry around a health card that covers me for the whole of Europe. And we are supposed to be Europeans after all, so that's a frustration.
So there's quite a lot of settling in as Europe figures out, is it a bunch of individual countries or one big free trade zone and one big economic union?
Absolutely.